This is David Haken with Casey Cafe Radio at the Kerrville Folk Festival. I'm here with Katie Vernon, who's one of the finalists in the New Folk Songwriting Competition. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your background in music growing up.
Sure. So I was born and raised in London, England. My parents were both Welsh, and I just always loved singing. I was that annoying kid in the back of the car making up songs and being told constantly to be quiet. And then I'd make a little song out of that and just drive my parents crazy. And then I really kind of found it became kind of my journaling as I got older, as I got into the kind of angsty teenage years. I actually lost both my parents during my teens, so it was really just a very therapeutic thing for me. I never necessarily felt like I would sing those songs to people because they were sad. And you know, I did my fair share of songs about boy crushes and things like that too. So it was just kind of a living diary for me.
Wonderful.
And and I just love to sing.
Tell us about your most recent album.
So my brand new album just came out May 17th, and that's actually my mom's birthday, so it was very much done kind of a celebration of her and the influence that she's had on me, you know, even though she hasn't been around. But that really fueled a lot of the songs, and I wanted the album to be a real celebration of the stuff in life that kind of makes you stronger, and I wanted it to be a really happy album. It's called Suit of Hearts, and that really comes from me realizing that I really wear my heart on my sleeve, like a lot of songwriters do, to the point where sometimes I worry, like I'm oversharing and my entire body is covered with my heart. And I was like a suit of hearts. And then I kind of fell in love with that imagery, and I actually sewed glittery hearts onto a little suit and wore that for my CD release. So,
fabulous.
Yeah, it was fun. I was like, I should just embrace the imagery because I liked it.
Cool. Tell us about your most memorable show.
You know, I think, you know, anytime you're in front of a big listening audience, that's such a gift. So Kerrville, you know, just yesterday has been really, really memorable. I think I will coast on that memory for a long time. But really my CD release most recently was just such a culmination of all the songs that have been kind of bubbling up in the last couple of years. And I went for it. I mean, I wore my suit of hearts. I did a costume change. I wore glittery, high-heeled, you know, Dorothy ruby slippers. I invited a string quartet and a full choir to perform these songs with me so I could really do them justice. And so that, with a complete band of amazing players, was it was a real theatrical experience.
Wow. Where did you hold it?
So I live and perform in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it was at a restored movie theater called The Parkway. And I performed there before when it was kind of, you know, a little tired around the edges, and they've done a beautiful job restoring it. So I played that, and you know, I emailed them after they did the remodel, and I said, I really want a theater experience, you know, for this show. And they were like, well, what do you mean by that? And I was like, just a theater that people sit and listen to music. And they were like, oh, we can do that. We can provide that. But, you know, it was big, too. So it was ambitious. You know, it was 350 seats. And, you know, you're always worried people won't come. And it sold out. Yay.
Yay.
So that it was just, you know, I did a Kickstarter to fund this album. And I always tell people that are thinking about doing any kind of fundraising, it's obviously about meeting the goal, and it's about paying your bills to make a record, but it's so much more about just getting your team of people rooting for you. And that show just felt like those people came out of the woodwork, and they took ownership. Like, they helped make that record happen, and they were there to cheer it on, and that was beautiful. I felt very grateful.
Well, tell us what the spark was for this song you're going to play for us today.
Yeah, so it's kind of a sad one, but it's one of the songs that got me into Kerrville, so I feel like it's appropriate to play it. And I'll be a lot less nervous playing it now than I was yesterday, because I don't like contests, and I didn't want to say that on the stage, but I kind of definitely don't. I hate being judged. So I'm pretending it's not even a contest, and I'm just happy to be here. But the song is called Undertow, and I wrote it about really the very beginning steps for me a couple of years ago, I decided I needed to get sober for my own health and kind of realized that that was getting out of hand for me. And after I stopped drinking, I crashed into such a depression that really felt unfair because I was like, wait a minute, I'm making good choices. Why do I feel so bad? And it led me to, you know, I was sober and it led me to go to the doctor and just be really, really honest with her about what was going on. And she diagnosed me with depression. And I should have known that I was depressed. But I had been grieving for so much of my life that, you know, there's a lot of self-blame and stuff that goes alongside any kind of mental issues that people have. And for me, I don't ever know where that very real and very overwhelming grief in my early life, I don't know if that ever kind of went away.
Right.
But at some point, I was always telling myself to get over it. And I was always telling myself, like, come on, you know, you're a grown-up now. Doesn't matter what happened in your childhood. But it was a grief that, you know, for me, just felt like it lasted a lifetime. But the amazing thing is, I did get help. And I've stayed sober. And I got help for my mental health. And I realize now that it was actually an imbalance that can be helped.
Right.
And so this song was written from the feeling of not knowing I could get out of that, but hoping and trying to put my faith in realizing that I needed to just be carried along in life and I would be spat out somewhere and I didn't have to control where that was. I had to just ride it out. And so I decided, I actually sat by the sea and I looked at the waves coming in and I sat on the British seaside, which is a little grim. It's not California. It's a little kind of cold and a very pebbly beach, but I watched the waves come in and out and I sat and wrote this song. So it's called Undertow.
Thank you, Katie, for coming in and sharing your music with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.